Radio 14 KMHL in Marshall, 25 degrees this afternoon. Cloudy skies, a chance of some mixed precipitation coming in here as we go through the rest of the afternoon and into the evening hours. And then tomorrow, definitely much colder than we have today. Only 15 degrees for the high temperature. Again, 25 and cloudy skies at the KMHL studios in Marshall as we continue in our conversations with the participants in our great game giveaway this year at KMHL. And we go to the phone lines this afternoon, and we're going to visit about Passport to Culture with Howard Levine. A good afternoon, and thanks for joining us, Howard.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you today?
Oh, very good. And I hear you're in South Florida, so it must be rough down there, I'm sure.
It's very rough. It's about 75 degrees right now, and we're kind of managing the cold weather right now.
I tell you, it must be rough. Well, Passport to Culture is your game, right?
That's correct.
All right, and this one looks like a lot of fun, and you know, a lot of these games that we get in, it's just fun to look at the box and pick it up and see how heavy it is, and that gives you a good shot at the quality. And this game is a beauty. Comes in a nice square box, good and heavy. Lots of good questions in here. And tell us a little bit about yourself first off, and how you got into the gaming business.
Sure, absolutely. I've always had an interest in traveling, and I ended up studying abroad as well as traveling afterwards. I studied in Spain, followed by England, and then spent some time in Japan. And I realized while being abroad in various countries in Europe and North Africa and Asia that people have a misunderstanding of Americans, and Americans have a misunderstanding of people in the world. So I decided to use some of my knowledge and my education to create something that people can actually, in a fun way, learn about other cultures and other parts of the world. And it ended up being a game, while it could have been a book or any other product, and it turned out to be a board game. And it's really, Passport to Culture became a fun way to learn about the world and enjoy and spend a night with friends or family.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's like a lot of these other folks that we've talked to. It's kind of one of those things where you think of this would be a great idea, but what was the motivation for you to actually put it all together and get to the point you're at now?
Well, I realized, and, you know, in spending time at, there were many motivations, one of which was I spent some time with some people in Japan, and they asked me, well, what is the Japanese culture? And I realized at that point that people often don't even know what their own culture is until they have a perspective of learning about another culture. And so sometimes there are many people that haven't traveled outside of their own country, and so they don't have that other relative perspective to compare themselves to. So I kind of use that as somewhat of a motivation, among others, in traveling and realizing how fascinating the world is, to put something together where I can objectively present information on every independent state in the world, and that's what Passport to Culture does. It includes all 193 countries plus Antarctica in a positive and neutral way to enhance understanding and help build bridges to cultural awareness.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the whole process of getting your game to market. You know, you've got the idea, all right, you're ready to go. What steps did you have to take as a game manufacturer to move in that direction?
Sure, well, first of all, I kind of wish I picked an easier game like checkers, because the rules, you know, it's fairly simple, and the rules are kind of straightforward, but I ended up picking something that required a great deal of research, and it probably took about 3 years to gather all of the information. My background is totally different. I have an MBA in international business. I've worked in finance for many years in New York City, and this is kind of a totally different direction for me. But I utilize some of my business background and my experiences to kind of source out manufacturers, to source out graphic design people, to kind of put a package together where I dotted all my I's and crossed my T's and made sure that it was done legally right and in proper packaging, etc., and utilized that background to create a product. And it actually took a lot of research on both the content of the product as well as on putting it together and connecting with the right sources.
Yeah, with all the countries that are involved in this game, I'm sure that the research was not easy, but you've certainly looked like you've done your homework and have a nice package here. I was just looking at your website, passporttoculture.com, and if you click on countries of the world, many of the countries are, and probably close to all of them, are there. You can click on a select few of them and get some information on some of the countries. I'm sure, did you have to involve other people to get all this information together?
Absolutely. I wish it were a single person effort, but I've involved other people from many countries. I've had some scholars to review certain questions. I probably had about 20% of the countries reviewed by natives of that country, as well as I cross-referenced all of my information and helped put it together with help of editors. And it wasn't a single-person effort, although I was kind of the piece that pulled everything together. But and you're right, if you visit the website, it does have all of the countries listed and some information on each of them, and thank you for mentioning it. It is passporttoculture.com.
Absolutely. Folks can go to that website, check out a little bit about Passport to Culture. Now, tell us, how is this game played?
Well, the game is played fairly simply. All the players start out with a passport, and their goal is to travel around the world and answer questions based on the colors of the spaces they land on, and if they answer the questions correctly, they collect stamps in their passport. First player to complete his or her passport wins the game. And what's a little bit unique about this game is that some people may think that, oh, there's so many countries I may never even heard of. How am I ever going to know that question? Well, we created the game in such a way that everyone also has an A, B, and C answer card. So if they don't know, they can guess. And they place their answer card face down. It's participative in the sense that all players compete on every turn and have the opportunity to answer each question. And then once the questions are answered, the cards are turned over, and whoever answered them correctly earns a stamp in their passport.
All right. And I notice as you go around the game board that a lot of these are single-colored. Tell us about the circles, though, that have both colors in them.
Well, in order to make the add a little strategy to the game, some of the multicolored spaces, they have a choice of two colors, enable you to collect a passport stamp in either of those colors. And you'll see when you start the game, there's six different passports, and each of the passports are color-coded based on a continent. So it'll be slightly different for each player or team to collect the stamps that are required for them to complete their passport.
Okay. Culture cards are involved in this. Tell us a little bit about those.
Sure. Culture cards are kind of like a wild card or a bonus space. So if you land on that, you can actually, you pull a different set of cards. And, for example, here's one that says you visit a family in the Gambia and decide to eat with your hands as they do. Earn one passport stamp for embracing a new cultural trait. So they're kind of bonuses where players can earn stamps and in some cases lose them. And that adds a nice chance element that all games really need.
All right. This one looks like a lot of fun, no doubt. Those cards, the question cards, I'm hoping that I'm not going to regret you asking me a couple of these questions, but let's give her a whirl.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's see. We'll start with one. I'll pull up one out right here. How many official languages are spoken in South America? A2, B5, or C7?
Official languages. I'll say B.
B5, close. It is C7, and the languages are Spanish, Portuguese, English, Dutch, French, Quechua, Aymara, which are two of the native Indian languages.
Okay. Now, and that's the nice thing about these cards, too. It's just not a straight answer, A, B, or C. Then it gives a little bit of the background and what the answer all contains, too.
Absolutely. Thanks for mentioning that. A lot, you know, the game is entertaining, but it is also educational. And there was a lot of focus on putting what we think is interesting, relevant, factual information on the back. So the follow-ups to the questions are sometimes lengthy, and it's up to the players whether they want to read through the entire follow-up or simply the answer. But it does contain really thousands of interesting facts on all the countries in the world.
Okay. Now, this is geared at what age group?
This is geared, on the packaging, it's for ages 10 to adults. We've had some younger players play it, and it is suitable, but I wouldn't really recommend that it go much below 8 years old. It has to be kind of a savvy 8 year older, but it's utilized in schools throughout the country, actually throughout the world, rather. So it is a learning tool, but let's say 10 to adults is really safe.
Okay. Now, is this a game that individuals play, or can teams kind of gather and play this as well?
Well, it's a game for individuals. It's not really a game for individuals. It's for teams. Although, well, let me kind of rephrase that. Two individuals or more can play, or you can have up to four in a team. So the game can be even utilized in a classroom setting, but you must have two or more players. Two to six players or teams is what it states on the packaging. However, I've heard from many customers that they just found the questions so fascinating that they bring the questions with them on trips and getting together with friends and simply read and kind of quiz each other on what the answers are. So I imagine that there are customers out there that end up just having fun reading the questions, and it'll probably take you quite a while because there's over 700 questions alone on the game. So that's another fun aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine that you could sit down and just kind of pick cards out of the box and read through them, and you'd have a little edge on your players if you chose to do that, too. Hey, let's talk about your website again, passporttoculture.com. I know that looks like you can purchase the game online at this website. Are there other places you can pick up this Passport to Culture game?
That's correct. In addition to the website, as you mentioned, the game is sold in a variety of outlets across the United States. It's in mostly specialty stores, so and catalogs. We also have it in toy and game shops, travel stores, museums. So the best way to do it is to really do a Google search online, or to, if you haven't noticed it in a catalog that you might have gotten in the mail, your listeners, or you can simply click on our website, as you mentioned, passporttoculture.com, the three words, and there are links to send in information, and somebody will get back to you as to what's a suitable outlet in your area.
All right, and I would be remiss, too, if I didn't mention that this is an award-winning game.
That's correct. It is an award-winning game. In fact, the game has been out now. This is the fourth season. It came out in 2003, and our very first customer was National Geographic Society, which brought immediate credibility to the game. It's been mentioned in magazines such as Working Mother, and it was considered a favorite game in the New York Times recently. And as you mentioned, it did win a Seal of Approval Award from the National Parenting Center, and more recently Product of the Year from Museum Tour. So it's a quality product, and it certainly is worthwhile in that sense.
All right. Well, certainly we appreciate you participating in our great game giveaway here at KMHL, too, Howard. As you know, many of the games that you've sent to us go to Heart to Heart, our local Christmas charity, along with the games that we give away here on the air. But this year especially, with all the lead-based recalls, a lot of these toys that have been collected throughout the course of the year, unfortunately, have had to been just destroyed. So these games that you send to us, that we in turn send to Heart, are especially important this year.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of recalls. I can assure everyone that Passport to Culture is certainly not in that category. In fact, it's been thoroughly tested, and it's totally safe, 100% safe. I'm more than pleased to be a part of KMHL's giveaway and supporting a wonderful charity. So I'm happy to be a part of that, and I look forward to continuing to be a part of it in the future as well.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to working with you again as we continue with the great game giveaway. Howard Levine, Passport to Culture, the game, passporttoculture.com, the website, all the words there. So make sure to dial that up on the internet and see what you can find, and hey, pick that game up online. We appreciate you joining us today, Howard, and thanks again for your participation.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
All right, Howard Levine, Passport to Culture, his game. Stay tuned. We'll have one of those to give away as we go through the afternoon hours here at KMHL in Marshall. 151 right now at 25 degrees. A few peaks of the sunshine poking out of those clouds. We'll take a look at your weather eye forecast coming up at KMHL as we continue now with more Sounds of the Season in Faith Hill.